Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Jan Draper. Now, Jan is the coordinator for the writing group here in the townships, and it's called Right Here, Right Now. So welcome, Jan.
Thanks, Maureen. It's really, really nice to be here, and best wishes for a safe, healthy, and happy new year to you and CJMQ and all those listeners.
And to you too, Jan. We'll just have you tell us a little bit about Right Here, Right Now to remind our listeners of the writing group and what you do.
Okay, well, we have six workshop series, which include a monthly workshop, and these are delivered on by Zoom now. And if anybody would really like to take one but doesn't have access to a computer, you can give me a call or email. I'll give you my number at the end of the interview. You can call me and we can manage for you to attend the workshops by phone. Anyhow, these workshops are designed to give people a chance to learn more about the techniques in a certain area and to write. In every workshop there's a writing session, and then to get feedback from the other writers. They're pretty relaxed and I think they're a lot of fun. I think often people think, oh, well, I don't really have anything to write about. And when people say to me, are you ever going to do your memoirs? I say, no, what do I have to say? But when you start thinking about it, you probably have a lot to say. For example, people who grew up in the townships and who are closer in my age than to the students, you experienced a life, a way of life that's simply no longer there. I grew up on a family farm, and you know, nowadays it's too difficult for people to make a family farm profitable. So it's a way of life that that people don't know about. And of course, during the time of COVID-19, it gives people something to think about, something to take themselves out of themselves. And so the writing workshops, I think, are really, really good. And they're fun. That's the bottom line. They're really fun. Now, Right Here, Right Now started as a project that was sponsored by Townshippers. And we began giving workshops to produce stuff for the sesquicentennial. So we've been at this for a little while, and it used to be that all of the workshops were face-to-face, but now they're not. So this, for the next 6 months, January to June, we have six workshops, and as I say, they meet once a month. I'm giving one for people who are beginners, who've always wanted to write but never have. Etienne Domingue is presenting Fantasy Fugue Forum, which is about fantasy and science fiction, and it's a lot of fun. Then a new facilitator, Rebecca Welton, is going to be giving a workshop called How to Write a Novel, and she has written two novels for young people, which are similar to Harry Potter. They're fantasies, and they're very good. Melanie Cutting, who's very well known on CJMQ, is going to be giving a workshop on nonfiction. That is memoir, op-ed pieces, book reviews. Then Angela Luke is doing another workshop on a longer piece of writing. So her workshop is called Special Project, The Longer Memoir. And this could be a memoir that will be a book. And so a lot of the people who were in memoir last fall are going to be in that one, because they don't want to just write something short. They want to put it together as a book. And then I'm going to be giving another workshop called Writing Every Day. And it's going to be more like a writing group. We're going to be focusing on shorter pieces of writing, either poetry or prose. Like short stories. And what we cover will be decided by the interests of the people in the group. So if everybody wants to learn about a certain kind of poem, great, that's what we'll do. If instead they would like to learn about writing short stories, so that's what we'll do. Now, as well as those monthly workshops, we also have some special ones. There'll be one on plot, character, humor. Humor is going to be facilitated by Rebecca Welton, who's doing the novel, and also John LeBaron, who I'm sure many people know. John grew up in Sherbrooke, now lives in Boston, and is a very funny man. So he and Rebecca are going to have a very good time doing that workshop.
Sounds great.
I
was saying it sounds great. There's certainly something for everybody who's interested in writing.
Yeah, I think so. And it's free, which is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of the workshops are given in the afternoon, and those special workshops all will be on Saturday afternoons. Etienne's workshop, the Fantasy Fugue Forum, is the exception. That's on Monday evenings.
Okay.
Now, also, we are working on a book. And I believe Rebecca has been on CJMQ talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
If people didn't hear it, it's going to be an e-book and a print book, and its title will be Hope and Resilience Under COVID-19. And we just found out that we're going to be able to include a section of writing by young people, by kids and by teenagers, because we thought that was really important, because we have a lot of experience of pre-COVID times, but for somebody who's 8 or 9, this is coming at a really important, or somebody who's 16 or 17, it's coming at an important time in their lives. So it's a huge, huge change.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we hope that we can go to some of the elementary schools and have their students send us their thoughts on COVID.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. So far, do you have a lot of interest in the ebook?
Some submissions the day after we did the launch.
Mm-hmm.
We officially launched it in November, and one evening. And Rebecca emailed me the day after and said, "We've already got some submissions." So she was quite excited about that. And the deadline for submissions is not until March. So there's lots and lots of time for people to write something. If somebody has written something and would like some feedback, that's not a problem. And if we get a couple of people who might like to do a workshop what they've written, we can easily organize that as well. So a lot of options.
Mm-hmm. All the bases are covered, I see.
I hope so. Working with Rebecca is really fun. She's young. She's from the United Kingdom, and she's got lots of new ideas, so it's been really interesting.
Great. Can I ask you, the workshop for beginners, what can someone expect when they get into this workshop?
Well, what I'm going to do first is to ask people what they're interested in writing. Do they see themselves as poets, or would they like to write stories, or, you know, exactly what? And then we'll start by doing some interesting but pretty easy exercises. So, if you learn to play basketball, you don't learn the whole game. You learn bits and pieces of it, and you learn how to do the specific skills. So we'll be playing around with images, for example, and to teach creative writing at Champlain, and students would come in and they'd say, "Miss, I wanted to take the class, but I don't know if I can write." And I said, "Well, don't worry about it, because leave it up to me, and I'll get you there." Because if we start with imagery, that is words that describe what you can see and hear and taste and touch and smell, then it's an easy place to start. And so we take, for instance, a feeling and express it in an image. Like, what picture, for example, would make you think of sadness or happiness? So we start with that, and then we slowly build up and write short pieces that you could call them poems. Maybe you could call them short stories. It doesn't really matter. But gradually I lead the group through activities that will help them write and plan and write longer pieces.
Okay.
And there's a chance, quite a good opportunity for people to exchange their ideas on what they've written. But right at the beginning of every workshop, I establish a protocol for giving feedback, because, well, everybody likes to say, oh, I really like it, or I don't really like it. And that's a good place to begin, but then you need something specific. Like, well, what do you like about it? Well, I really like this phrase here because it's very vivid and so on. But also, I make sure that people learn how to encourage each other, and Canadians are really good at this anyway, but how to point out the really strong characteristics of some writing so that people feel encouraged to go on and not deflated. So generally, the workshops are pretty supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who wants to write can write, guaranteed.
Oh, that's encouraging. It's definitely a great project for someone to get involved with, especially during the winter months and especially with the lockdown.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. Plans for the future, you have the ebook, and any other plans?
Well, we'll be continuing the workshop. We'll be taking July off,
mm-hmm.
because I've found that in the past, although we've had people who said, yeah, I'd really like to keep on going, others, probably won't be going on long trips for vacation this year, but maybe things will be better. But that generally people had more plans. So then we'll start again in August and have more workshops until Christmas. And what we do is to ask the people in the workshops, what would you like us to do for the next 6 months? So we try to match our activities with people's interests and their needs, what they say they'd like to do more of. And that's certainly true of the workshops themselves. In writing every day, I'll ask the people right at the beginning, and then oftentimes in a workshop someone will say, I really want to learn more about this, and everyone else will say, yeah, that will be good. So we do try to tailor everything to the interests of the people who are participating.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be working on a second ebook.
Oh, exciting. Okay.
This time on life in the townships.
That's a great theme. Okay.
Oh, I think it'll be really, really fun. And I have a little note here. Certainly we accept poetry, prose, short stories, etc., but also we accept photographs and photographs of paintings, sculpture. So it's for visual. The ebook/print book are also of interest to visual artists. That makes the books more, quite beautiful and more interesting.
Lots of people in the workshop so far. Obviously people are enjoying it.
I think so. They come back. Last fall, there was someone who'd participated almost in almost everything since the very beginning, and she took a semester off because she said, I've just been Zoomed too much. But she's back. I got an email the other day. So yes, people do enjoy it. And it's really interesting because we encourage people to submit their work to be published. And a lot of memoirs have gone into the sun. And thanks to Barbara Heath for her encouragement. We now have a poetry page in the Sun, and it focuses on poems that are the people in the townships can relate to and can comprehend. Because as we all know, some poems are really mysteries, but not ours. And I'm hoping that folks who might say, oh, poetry, oh God, I don't want to read that. I hope they might stop and say, oh, wait a minute. This is kind of interesting. This isn't so bad, because I think poetry is accessible. It does have interesting images for people, and it's worth a second look. So, and of course, we always are encouraging our writers to come to CJMQ and to read for you.
That will certainly be exciting.
Well, I hope that will happen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our writers are a little bit shy.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
I hope that we can do a workshop on how to put together a reading. You know, maybe not read your longest poems ever, but read some that are shorter and accessible. And after we've done that, I hope that people will maybe not a flock of writers coming to you, but I hope there'll be more writers coming to read.
Mm-hmm.
We do encourage people to share with the public the work that they've been focusing on.
That would be nice. Now, you'd like to read a poem, but before we get to that, how can people learn more or reach you, Jan?
Okay, well, two possible ways. I think in the townships, we're pretty safe here, so I'm happy to give out my phone number. So if you want to know more, call me. It's 819-842-1940. That's 819-842-1940. Or email me. And my email is my name. So it's all small letters, one word, JANDRAPER at yahoo.com. That's JANDRAPER at yahoo.com. And just in the subject line, just put something like WHWN, right here, right now, or writing, or something like that, so I know what you were writing about.
Okay, that sounds great, and I'll certainly repeat that and put it on the web too when we put up your interview. Now, what poem do you have for us today, Jan?
Well, last fall, it was actually during the summer when we were still kind of allowed to meet outside, and we had a birthday party, and I ordered chocolate cupcakes from Justin's Bakery here in North Hatley. And this worked really well because we were able to stay, you know, at least 12 feet apart and eat cupcakes. And my God, her chocolate cupcakes are wonderful. And I forgot one of them in my refrigerator. And one day I found it, and this is what I wrote. Mm-hmm. So it's called simply Chocolate Cupcakes. No chocoholic me. Sacrilegiously, I say licorice is better. I can take or leave that chocolate on the table. Ecstatic 95% does nothing for my taste buds. Stopping at the daily 3-square ration is no hardship. But Justine's chocolate cupcakes, now there's another matter. One nibble and you think of everything that makes this life worth living. I found one, forgotten, in my fridge. Oh, stupid and unbelievable act, forgetting such heaven. But there it was, stupendous surprise. And one bite. The sun was where the clouds had been. A rainbow in the northern sky. An orchestra in the garden with Yo-Yo Ma, the soloist, the plants had all come into flower. Kai Fung, my dog, parades out with a tea tray to go with that blessed cupcake. Music fills the air, and another bite of the lovely fudgy cupcake. So that was my take on one of life's little pleasures.
Certainly, I think we all want a cupcake after that, especially a chocolate one. Okay,
they
thanks.
They really are good. There's no doubt about that. And I guess during COVID-19, some of the pleasures that we've all enjoyed, like just getting together for a party, just aren't there. So the chocolate cupcakes are.
That's good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jan?
Well, I hope that some people who are listening and have always thought, I'd really like to learn how to write, I hope that some of you will give it a shot, because I can almost guarantee that you'll have a good time doing it and that you'll be glad that you came to some of our Zoom workshops or that you phoned in. The townships is a really great place to live, and we have, I think all of us have a lot to say about it. Thank you very much for your support of WHWN. Much, much appreciated.
Well, we certainly want to encourage it. It's a great project, and keep us posted, Jan. We hope to hear from you again soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, all the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.